Case 20 of the Shoyoroku, Book of Equanimity. Ditang's intimacy, or Ditang's nearness, attention. Ditang asked Fayan, "Where are you going?" Fayan said, "Wandering around on pilgrimage." Ditang said, "What's the purpose of pilgrimage?" Fayan said, "I don't know." Ditang said, "Not knowing is most intimate, or not knowing is nearest." Fayan had a great awakening. Fayan. We've had this Ditang and Fayan before. Ditang is Jizo in Sino-Japanese, and Fayan is Hogen. Where are you going? Where are you going? What are you doing? Could ask this of ourselves. What are you doing as your life? Where are you going? Where do you come from? Oh, I pilgrimage aimlessly. I pilgrimage wherever the wind takes me. I pilgrimage wherever the wind takes me. No way. Do we live that way? The capping phrase when Ditang asks Fayan, Ditang, Hogen, Jizo, those are the names in either Sino-Japanese or in Chinese, but it doesn't make a difference. This is a question we all have. And the comment on where are you going, where are you coming from, why frame the man? Why set up this question that they're coming, going somewhere? And when the answer from Fayan is, "I'm going around on pilgrimage aimlessly," the comment is, "He goes looking for money to buy sandals," which is in a way a very put down. You go look for money to buy sandals, but you're walking around needing the sandals. Or are you walking around with sandals? Or what are you doing? What are you doing? Being blown here and there by circumstances, going around whatever comes up. What are we doing with our life is what this is asking. What is going on with you when you're asked, what is your life about? What is your life about? Where are you wandering in your life? What is life? What is your life? So in a way, this is about pilgrimage, which is what practitioners did in China. This is China, 9th, 10th century. Fayan Ditang and Fayan, or Jizo and Hogen. Is 9th, 10th century China. So one of the things practitioners would practice at temples and also go wandering on pilgrimage, visiting various temples and various mountains and various teachers. Jizo and Hogen had relationship. They were teacher student, but he also would go off and wander as his practice, begging, visiting, but practicing. And yet, when he's asked, what is pilgrimage? What is your practice? I don't know. Don't take this I don't know to be anything special. It's I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Or it might even be, I'm wandering around, but I don't seem to know anything. Or the comment about this is, why didn't you say so earlier? Why aren't you more articulate and clear on what's going on in your life, where you're adding on, I'm supposed to know this, I don't know, I'm missing something, I should, I shouldn't, I don't know. When asked, what's the purpose? What is it you're doing with your life? What is it you're doing with your sitting? What is it you're doing with your activities? What is this that you're about? Ditang, right there. Not knowing is most intimate. Not knowing is nearest. The comment about it, he goes right up and bumps him off. Goes right up and bumps him off. Grabs exactly what he's saying. Not knowing, that's most intimate. Be careful here. Don't get caught and think, oh, there's something not knowing is better than knowing. Some of you might remember we've talked about this in the past. There's a case in the Gateless Gate, the Mumonkan, where Joshu asks Nansen, what is the way? Ordinary mind is the way. And Joshu follows up on asking, should I go for it or what do I do with that? And Nansen says, the way is not in knowing or in not knowing. Knowing is false consciousness, or different ways you can translate that. No, not knowing is indifference. Knowing is all sorts of ideas that we get entangled in and miss what's right there. The ordinariness of our life moment. If we get some attitude about that it's not knowing, then it becomes some sort of missing the very point of what's going on with us. If we think not knowing is most intimate, that we should adopt some, oh, not knowing is what it is, then we've missed the whole point here. If we think it's about knowing or not knowing, or not knowing versus knowing, Zen, our life is about adapting and adopting some sort of attitude, particular state of mind, particular way of responding to circumstance, then it's not the intimacy of our life. That's exactly what the comment is when Ditsang says, not knowing is most intimate, not knowing is nearest. The comment is, he goes right up and bumps him off. Bumps him off from his, I don't know. Bumps us off from anything that we believe and hold on to, because that's not where it's at. Those are what gets us in trouble. Those attitudes that we hold on to in the midst of the present moment, in the midst of our life. If we hold on to one or the other of our ideas, our reactions, then we don't see what's happening. We hold on to what we think we see or hear. It's fine to see or hear it, but if you hold on to it, if you attach to it, we get into all sorts of trouble. Oh, I'm wandering around here and there, attaching to that. In a way, this whole case is about what and how we blind ourselves. Not to get anywhere else, but just see what obstacles, where we try to adjust things to be the way I think it should be or shouldn't be. Then we miss the intimacy of our life as is and miss the ability to allow that to be what we take care of as best we can. And the verse for this right now, investigation replete, it's the same as before. Right now, it's the same as before. Having, another way to translate that, having studied to the full, it's like before. We don't gain anything in our practice. We are as we always have been and always are and yet are always missing. What we hold on to is what gets us in trouble. So the next verse, having shed entirely the finest thread, he reaches not known. The threads that entangle us. Nothing to get rid of, and yet if we hold on to things, knowing, not knowing, then we can't be the ordinary mind life that we are. It's not that these threads don't occur. It's not that these ways of being who and what we are don't arise, but if they become an obstacle, then we miss our life. And the only one that makes things obstacles is us. And don't believe that there are no obstacles. When there's an obstacle, bump into it and see what there is to do to take care of it. Threads of all sorts entangle us. Good. What do we do with that? See how we habitually react. Notice that when that comes up. Don't have to go figure out how to get rid of it. When it comes up, take care of it. Whether it comes up inside or outside, in other words, comes up for you, comes up in your acting, comes up in how others act. And then see what to do. This is whether in your life with people, in your sitting, where, how do we get blown this way and that way? And believe we're being blown. Believe what we say about, think about this and that, this should or shouldn't. And that's always our opportunity, because it's just this ordinary life. This is what's going on here. Ditsam is using the most ordinary circumstance. Oh, where are you going? This is just Fayan, and was his student. He came back and he asked the simple question, where are you going? But it's not the simple question. Or what have you been doing? What have you been doing? Where have you been? Where did you come from? Simple question. Ordinary question. But that's always our practice, to ask ourselves, to see what we're saying to ourselves about our life, about our circumstances. Once we say, oh, I'm on pilgrimage. Oh, what is pilgrimage? I wander with the wind. Is that pilgrimage? What kind of pilgrimage? What do the winds do? Say, what's the practice of life? Not of doing something to add on to and figure it out and believe a new motto or story. But what is this circumstance here that in knowing or in any other kind of attitude we take, how are we practicing? How are we being this moment as is? Or how are we getting entangled in our threads about it? So the verse continues. Utterly, there are several translations of the verses, but free from minute obstacles, one comes to not known. Free from minute obstacles, one comes to not knowing. The minute obstacles are only things, ideas, ways, even the finest thread that can entangle us. Letting it be short, letting it be long. No need to cut and patch. Stop cutting and patch. When it's going along with high, going along with low, it levels itself, being right where we are. The abundance or scarcity of the house is used according to the occasion. That's talking about our life, so-called abundance, so-called scarcity, so-called circumstance of having what I have, not having enough, not having what I want, not getting the people, circumstances that I want, but rather using freely the circumstances of my life, using it freely according to circumstances. using freely the abilities and needs, the things that happen inside or outside. How do I be at leisure, be at peace in the midst of the circumstances and yet do what I can best? That's exactly pilgrimage. That's exactly ongoing practice. Otherwise, we go against our own life. We miss the intimacy of being who we are. That's something no one else can give us because it is exactly who we are from the beginning. That's the whole of practice, is to enable us to be who we've always been. Ordinary mind, ordinary being. Seeing all the things or noticing where we get entangled in various threads and being able to freely respond to the circumstances of our life, freely respond so that suffering and harming is not arising. Suffering and harming arising, we can see how and where to take care of that. So the verse says, roaming serenely in the land, going where feet take one. You want to go? Go. You want to come? Come. This being just this moment enables us to use freely the circumstances, the abundance or the scarcity that our life offers us. Doesn't make a difference. Of course it makes a difference. And doesn't make the difference. We do, we use, we live the life according to the circumstances and conditions that we have. Because circumstances and conditions are just the clouds blowing in the sky of our life. The clouds blowing in the sky of our life. Whether in sitting, whether in our daily activities, we have the circumstances of a life to take care of. And what is the practice with that? Being the intimacy of the moment, including the intimacy of so-called difficulties, so-called habits, so-called entanglements. And then see what's there to do. What's being intimate? In a way, we could say Zazen is being intimate. Practice is being intimate. So we say being just this moment, life as is. And we take good care of it. So take good care of your life as is, and know that your life is in all directions the perfect manifestation of the way of the universe. Thank you.